Well, praise the Lord, my friends. There is a word from the Lord on today. We have a word that's going to talk about the games people play. Have you ever just sat down and thought about the events and circumstances surrounding your life and wondered how you got where you are, wherever that may be, and the games you had to play and participate in order to get there? Well, praise God, it starts with our early childhood. Have many fake tears did you ever create in order to get out of going to school, cleaning your room, going to church, or even just for attention? It became a game. From early childhood, we learned to play house, play school, and play church. And unfortunately today, many people, especially adults, are still playing church. Lord, help us today. God is calling for a people that is for real about the things of God. He has created us for His purpose and glory. Praise God, and it is about time we stop playing church and be serious about God's business. Now, there are many instances found in the Bible where people played games with God's business and got themselves in serious trouble. Just take a look at Pharaoh. He had God's people, the Israelites, in slavery. And God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go or else suffer the consequences. Every time Pharaoh felt God was not paying attention, praise God, he would put God's people right back into bondage, time and time again. Well, Pharaoh and his army finally experienced the wrath of God for disobedience and were drowned in the Red Sea. What a price to pay for playing games with God. Then there was the harlot Jezebel, used to sit up high in the windowsill to lure men to her room for unlawful sex purposes. She was warned by the prophet, but because she was disobedient, she fell to the ground, and the Bible says the dogs licked up her blood. Lord have mercy, the games people play. Then there was Saul, before Jesus met him on the Damascus Road, used to persecute and torment Christians. He got much satisfaction from this and thought it was just a game to see how many Christians he could get rid of. But Jesus met him one day on the road to Damascus, praise God, blinded him, warned him, and commissioned him to go and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The consequences for the game people play. There was even King David, praise God. He played the game of wife snatching. Even played part of a murder conspiracy. But God dealt with him mightily. Praise God. Then there was Judas, who went and mixed himself up with the enemies of Christ. He played the game of loyalty to Jesus when all the time he was plotting to see him. He sold Jesus out for a few pieces of silver. We're talking about the games people play. What game are you playing today? Where could the end wind you up? Will it be an end to destruction? The Word of God says that Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. And in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Praise the Lord. Isn't that good news? And that's for real. This is not a game. A lot of people say that they have decided to make Jesus their choice, but they refuse to give up their wicked ways. Praise God. They're going through all the church etiquette, saying all the right things to all the right people, but the heart is still not pure before God. Your church going has become a game, and the Lord is saying to you today to be real and commit your life, your heart, and your ways totally to Him. Praise God. He says in Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. It's time to be real for Christ's sake and stop playing games with your soul. It is time to make a sincere and honest effort to not only follow Jesus, but to imitate him. Praise the Lord. People smile in your face and then tell others lies and scandalize your name. It's time to cut all of that foolishness out. It's a game that Jesus has clearly commanded us to love one another. Then that's what the whole game is all about. Loving one another as you love yourself. And it is my prayer that those of you out there listening today learn to love yourself, because there are a lot of people out there today that you don't really love yourself. You can't love yourself if you're out there disrespecting yourself as well as others. Praise the Lord. Put down your carnal weapons. The Lord is saying today, we don't need to fight our battles with men, with man-made ammunition. But the word says our weapons are spiritual and mighty in the pulling down of strongholds, bondages, and games in which we have become entangled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, at some point we all find ourselves caught up in some kind of a game. But Jesus is calling for sincerely honest holiness, love, justice, and commitment to the things that are true. St. John 14:6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God except through Jesus. Cut out the game plan. Confess to God your sins in the name of Jesus. Repent. Turn from evil. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and be blessed. Say to yourself, game over.